Hey guys, it's Jeremy Miner here. Today we're going to talk about why are the closing questions on your company's script not working to get your prospects to buy your solution. You see, closing is one of the most misunderstood things about selling. The sale is never won or lost at the end when you use closing techniques like, do you want the red one or the green one? Option close, or who should we put the contract's name in, yours or your spouse's, assumptive close, or why don't you just give it a try, the invitational close. No, the sale is won or lost during the discovery part of the sales process. It's won or lost with your questioning ability on your sales calls that allows your prospects to see in their mind that it's far more risky for them to do nothing at all, stay in the status quo, their problems stay the same, and nothing ever changes for them, than it is for them to get the funding together, to purchase what you're offering, have their problem solved, and get where they want to be, which is more risky. See how that works? So at the end of your sales calls or meetings or interactions, let's say it's a one call or a two call close, or even if you're in a more complex selling environment, it takes multiple touches. You're simply asking what we call commitment questions to get the prospect to commit and take the next step to purchase what you are offering so their problems get solved and they get where they want to be. Like this, for example. Sally, do you feel like this could be the answer for you? Now, why do I pause there? Why not just ask that question fast? Because when I pause, it does what? It causes the prospect's brain to think deeper about the questions I'm about to ask. Now, most of your prospects at this point, if you've asked the right questions in that conversation, you brought out their emotion, their pain, they're going to say, yeah, I think it is, or yes, but, and then they throw out a concern. Now, when they do that, you simply ask what's called an NEPQ probing question. Now, let's say if they're like, well, we like it, but we don't have the money. Okay, well, money aside, why do you feel like it would though? Now, if they didn't say that, yeah, we really like it. Hold on. Why do you feel like it is though? This question gets them to tell you why they feel it's what they want. Do you see how you're getting them to persuade themselves rather than you trying to do it? Now, one note, let me be clear. We don't like to use the word closing or closing questions because we feel it demeans the other person, like they're just a number to you. You want to use the term commitment questions to get them to commit to solving their problems with your solution to get them where they want to be. See how that works? Okay, we just went over why are your closing questions on your company script not working to get your prospects to want to buy from you? And that is your tip for the day.